Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, cash flow expert and your anti-financial advisor. Welcome again for a wonderful episode, an episode and a show that's about you. Those of you that work hard and you can make great money, but you want to know, when's that money going to start working so hard for me so I don't have to work so hard for that money, right? You want to know how you create cash flow, freedom, prosperity today, not about saving money and crappy retirement funds for 5 million years. It's about how to create freedom, cash flow, and prosperity and even passive income right now. Hey, again, remember to check out our website, moneyripples.com. There's definitely some great blogs on there, and there's a great ebook on there if you're looking for ways to find extra cash. There's a book on there called 7 Secrets to Free Up Cash Today that you can download for free, so check that out. So today, I've been thinking about different show topics and whatnot, and you know, sometimes the weirdest things inspire me. You know, we just had a show on recently where, you know, we talked about, you know, I was watching a plane, or watching a plane, no, watching a movie on a plane. And this time, this was actually looking at my memories on Facebook. And it wasn't so much what I said, but there was those moments, like those events I was speaking at and things like that, that triggered memories for me that I said, well, oh my goodness, you know what? I need to address this with you guys because, you know, money is so easy when you look at it from a mathematical type of situation, right? So easy to put numbers in a calculator. The problem is that your life was never meant to be put into a calculator. Calculators can never predict those different factors, you know, factors of your ingenuity, for example. You know, they can always predict like, hey, what if you make 10% a year on blank, you know, for so many years? Yeah, you can make up those numbers easily. But there's nothing to be said about what you, as the ultimate producer, the ultimate creator of your money and of your wealth, there's nothing about that. And just as important as financial intelligence, there's also emotional intelligence. And there's a lot of different subjects that can go on with just emotional intelligence alone, because it's about how you respond, how much of abundance versus scarcity are you in? How do you control the different emotions? It doesn't mean that you become heartless and that you don't feel emotions, but how do you get to a place where you can control it and actually make decisions that are wise regardless of what's happening? And I was looking back at these memories, and I remember there was one from about, I think it was 4 years ago, if I recall, 4 or 5 years ago. There was one that was when I was speaking at a marriage event, you know. And then there's another memory from about 6 years ago, about, you know, when I just barely was only a few months into Money Ripples. I'd only been having it up and running for about 4 or 5 months. And that time, my daughter, who was just 9 months old at the time, she was almost 11 months old at the time, she got RSV. And so she became hospitalized during that time. And it was a very critical time in my business. And I remember thinking about both those times. And the one thing they had in common is that there were humongous distractions happening. So I'll tell you about the first one I mentioned. So the one I was speaking at a marriage seminar, you know, I just got done speaking at one event, and I left that event a little bit early to go speak at another event. So I was speaking at two events that weekend. And I remember that during that time, so of course I hadn't been home for those few days very much. And my wife at that time started sending me some scathing text messages, scathing ones. Now, the funny thing is that I'm seeing these text messages come through right before I go speak at this marriage and family event, you know, because obviously money and marriage is a huge topic. And they wanted to bring me on because they knew I could teach some great principles of that, of how to help couples get on the same page. Well, guess what? I'm getting with my wife at that time. She's sending me scathing text messages, you know, which is not great timing. I don't know if any of you guys, I'm sure I'm not the only one who's had something come up right before either you go to work. You know, it could have been a family issue, or it could have been an argument or something like that, or something that just wasn't desirable. Maybe you saw your tax bill. I don't know. But, you know, something happens right before you're supposed to show up, whether you're showing up to work, whether you're showing up on stage, if you're a business owner or something like that, if you're a speaker, you know, something happens that you think, oh, my goodness, could this be the worst time possible? And I'll tell you, like, even with my wife now, there's been times we've gotten into arguments right before I go on a coaching call, which is not fun. The cool thing is, at least the coaching call, at least for me personally, is actually a break. It's actually a state change. And so, in fact, I actually end up being in a better place. But I remember that event, and I remember that very distinctly because I was there with, like, marriage and family therapists and people like that. And I'm up in front of the room, and I'm supposed to be talking about how I'm supposed to be successful. And this is right after I get this just mean text message from my ex-wife at that time. And it was completely unwarranted, too. There was, like, seriously, there was... It was just purely her going off on stuff, you know, and it was like the wrong time right before I got on stage. And so the question is how do you change that? How do you flip that to the point where you can still show up and still be powerful in that moment? And this applies to you, whether you're a business owner, this applies to you, even if you're someone who's an employee and you're going to work, or even if you're someone who's trying to become an investor, you know, how do you deal with these distractions that come up, these things that can throw you off course? Because one of the biggest problems I see out today is that there's a lack of focus. Many times people have a hard time putting focus into a few areas. Not even just saying one area. Even if it's spread out over a few, there's still a hard time being focused. And you're much more powerful. If you're going to put out a fire, it's much more powerful to put out a fire with a fire hose than it is with a garden sprinkler. Wouldn't you agree? I mean, if you're just spreading things all over the place, there's just not as much power. There's not as much impact. And the one thing I've had to learn over the years, whether it be in business or with my investing, my money, business, relationships, everything, right? All these things requires a certain amount of focus. And so, you know, I'll tell you what I did. Like, I remember seeing that text. I thought, oh my gosh, what a jerk, you know? And I thought, well, what am I going to do? You know, and I just thought, he said, you know what? Fine. Like, I'll use this as fuel. And so I did. I got fired up. You know, I was kind of like not pulling punches. I wasn't tap dancing around. I was being very blunt and open with people about stuff. And you know, what's funny is that, you know, I give a great presentation. And then there's been many instances, especially when I was married to that my ex-wife, there were many instances people said, man, you were on fire today. And I didn't want to say, well, thanks. I just got another mean text message from my wife talking about like how I'm not home right now. I should be with the kids or whatever, right? Things like that. And so, you know, so these kind of things like would come up and, you know, and definitely, I mean, it got me to focus and almost hyper-focus because of that kind of situation, because I had to put it aside. I had to kind of set it on a shelf and say, you know what, I'll address that later. You know, that's not the right time to be dealing with it now, put energy towards it now, I'll deal with it later. And that's oftentimes what we have to do. Now, I'm not saying procrastinate forever. I'm not saying you just put it on a shelf and never get to it, because that can lead to much greater issues, right? Now, a lot of times you can handle a problem, you know, when you handle it sooner, it doesn't become a bigger problem. It doesn't grow to be a much bigger situation. You know, I've seen this happen with one person in business where, you know, they kept ignoring the signs. They kept saying, gee, you know, like, you know, I've got this situation with this company, but, you know, I know they like me. It'll be fine. You know, we'll get things worked out. And they just kind of sweep it under the rug. And then a year later, the next thing you know, their contract's up. They don't have a contract with that company anymore. And they're scrambling because that was their primary income source. You know, all because they were just trying to sweep it under the rug and say, well, it can't be that big of an issue. Versus saying, you know what, we need to address this right now before this gets any worse. So I'm not saying you ignore problems and procrastinate into eternity, right? But I am saying sometimes it's best to just kind of put it on a shelf and say, all right, what's next? Now, this isn't always possible, too. And even though as guys, you know, I'm speaking from a man's perspective, we can compartmentalize things. I know it's harder for women because they don't compartmentalize very easily. It's very tough to do that. At the same time, women also know how to manage that lack of compartmentalization with being able to, in a sense, be able to manage those emotions or manage those things. And so I think women a lot of times have the advantage over us men because although we might compartmentalize, it doesn't mean it's over. And I'll tell you from my experience, it's still in the back of my mind. You compartmentalize or not, it's still there. Although it is sometimes nice to walk away for a minute and then come back with, you know, without that emotional wave happening, right? I'll share the experience now with my daughter where she went into the hospital. So my daughter had been sick over the weekend, you know, and she'd been coughing and such. And finally by that next Monday, she was kind of turning, you know, we could tell she was turning a little bit pale and she wasn't breathing well. And so we took her to one doctor and he said, you know what, you should probably take her to this other doctor. So he took her to another doctor. And that doctor said, let's get her life flighted right to the hospital right away. It's a children's hospital. And so they did. They actually took her. Actually, they were going to take her in a helicopter, and they ended up just taking the ambulance right over. And so they headed on over, and with my wife at that time, right? And so she's going over, and then the other four kids are left in my care. Now, this is right in the middle of a very busy week, a big week. I was supposed to do a keynote. I was actually slated to do a keynote one or two days later. So while my daughter's in the hospital, I'm supposed to be going to a university, a local university, to speak as their keynote in front of like 300 high school students. That was pretty stressful because I was already a last-minute substitution. So I knew there was nobody else but me. And so I felt all alone. I had these, you know, four little kids. The oldest one was about 8 years old at that time. And so really four little kids between the ages of about, you know, 4 and 8. And it was just hard to manage. I mean, just trying to focus. Plus, I was trying to manage my business and, you know, prepare for that keynote and do some other things. And that was right at the point I was launching Many Ripples. And it was at a critical point where, you know, money was a little bit tighter than it had been, you know, just a year prior when I was working with a different company. And there was no worry about, you know, money coming in. And so now I'm trying to start from scratch the new business and money's just about to roll in. And it finally actually did that month. But man, what a crazy, chaotic week. You know, while my daughter was in the hospital, she was there for about 5 days. So I had, you know, basically I was like a single dad, you know, while my wife at that time was taking care of the almost 1-year-old, you know, I was there all alone. And it was so much to manage. I mean, even trying to figure out how to cook meals for these little kids and stuff. Like, and, you know, anytime they want to come and interrupt me when I'm trying to work, it was hard. It was really hard to do. And I'll tell you, I mean, that memory that popped in my message was like, you know, I was about at the breaking point. And fortunately, you know, the one thing I did do is I reached out for help. I didn't just try to suffer silently. You know, I had some neighbors that were kind enough to help out. Some of them made some meals. You know, they said, here's some dinner for you guys tonight. I'm like, oh, thank you. That's one less thing I have to think about. Because the problem was, it wasn't that any one thing was so hard. It's that there was a combination of so many things happening all at once. I couldn't see straight, you know, and I had to make sure, like, well, what am I going to do with, you know, when I go speak, you know, how do I find a babysitter, and especially in the middle of the school day and stuff, right? So I had to work out babysitting, but it all worked out. I had to address it one at a time. And sometimes, guys, come on, life is going to throw curves at you all the time. And I could have given into that, and I could have really lost a lot of money. I could have, you know, lost a lot of opportunity. And if it does happen, it happens. That's fine. There's always an abundance of opportunities out there, and you have to remember that. At the same time, also remember, too, is that, you know, these things, as hard as they can be, you know, there's always a solution. There's always hope. And so I'll tell you, like, when there's things that are out there today, and I think there's more things pulling at our attention than ever, it's so easy to be distracted. It's so easy with social media things out there and even normal media and everything going on, right? It's so easy to get distracted and taken off course from your focus. And you have to remember why you're doing it. What is your why? What is the true purpose behind what you are doing? You know, and focus on that and ask yourself, okay, these things are coming up. And some of these distractions aren't, you know, some of these things are just life and that you have to deal with. Other distractions are choice. And so ask yourself, is this helping me move forward towards my vision, towards my goals? Or is it just taking me away from it? You know, which direction is it taking you? And sometimes you have to make some tough calls. And I'll tell you, like, it doesn't mean that you don't go binge on Netflix every once in a while. I'm not saying you don't do that stuff. But I am saying is that don't let so many things clutter your mind or clutter your life to where you lose sight of what you truly want. Because the next thing you know is that those things will seem elusive. And then pretty soon you'll stop believing they're even possible. And it's not because they weren't possible in the first place. It was because you weren't giving the attention that it needed. It's just like, you know, any time. I mean, whether it be with parenting, whether it be in your marriage, if you don't have a certain amount of focus put there, if you just kind of let things go and let things slide, eventually you'll find yourself standing alone. And you don't want that, right? And so I really challenge you guys that as you're looking for this week, and it's funny enough because right before I went on the air here, I actually happened to look at social media, and I had at least two or three friends talking about getting distracted. So there must be something in the air, but I'll tell you just by – and maybe it's something to do with February. I don't know because, you know, like those were memories from different parts, you know, different times of my life. But I'll tell you that the best thing you can do is just, you know, if you – even if you feel like you're overwhelmed, it's okay. You know, it's okay to overwhelm. It's actually okay, by the way, to go take a nap. I've had some of the best opportunities show up when I just went and took a nap. And I'll tell you, there's been other times when I went and focused on my spiritual self and well-being. There's been times I said, you know what? I could keep working forever. I could keep working day in and day out. I could work 50, 60 hours a week, which I've done in the past. Don't do that anymore, but I used to do that. And then I was like, man, I can't afford to step away. And it felt like I couldn't even afford to hardly go to the bathroom because going to the bathroom felt like a big distraction. But I'll tell you, there's times I've taken times out where I'll slow things down, slow my mind down. You know, go meditate. You know, I'll go out in the outdoors. I go to like a spiritual place of worship and things like that. And I'll tell you, every time I've done something like that, where I just said, turn my mind off, turn my mind off my business, turn my mind off my money. You know, no more got my mind on my money on my mind, right? None of that stuff. It's just turning those things off and taking a step back and relaxing. And what you'll notice is that opportunity will not pass you by. In fact, oftentimes opportunity will come knocking whether you're there or not. And I'll tell you, there's so many times I'll go to like a place of worship for a few hours, come out, and I'll find out like, oh my gosh, I've got a text message or a voicemail from someone that says, hey, let's do business together, or let's do this opportunity together, or things like that. Like opportunities would open up while I was gone. And they probably would have happened anyways. But the difference was that whether I would either be in a place of stress and hustle, or I'd be a place of relaxation. And so guys, like if you find yourself overwhelmed, it might be time to trim the fat, to remove some distractions out of your life. It could be time that you might just need to step away and get clear and clear your head a little bit so that you can manage it a little bit better. You know, just like when I was dealing with my daughter being in the hospital, I mean, it took some people taking some things off my plate to say, all right, step back. I don't have to save the world. I don't have to do everything right now. I just have to manage what I've got on my plate currently. I don't have to add anything else to it. You know, and I got through it. And I remember I had that I gave that keynote to those kids, and I was pretty wired. Like I was actually pretty scatterbrained in my own mind. They thought it was awesome. They thought it was fun. For me, I was very scatterbrained. I seemed very ADD. In fact, so much so that even though I think I did post it on YouTube, I was kind of like, ugh, this is not a great example of my best speaking, because I was scatterbrained. I was speaking a million miles an hour and I was all over the place, but I had fun, and they enjoyed it, and that's the thing that counts, is that still, like, you can have all kinds of crazy things going on in your life. People may not know a thing about it, and that's fine. You don't have to invite them into your life. You don't have to, like, go and say, hey, sorry, I'm really distracted, and you know, blah, blah, and you kind of become a downer. No, you just realize that, hey, it's life. We've all got distractions. We all got things to deal with. The question is how do you handle it emotionally? How do you handle a place where you can focus? We can sometimes clear the clutter, and you can just get to a place to say, you know what, let's put this on a shelf for a while. Let's just manage what I can do one thing at a time. So guys, I know this may not be for all of you, but I hope this is for at least some of you, and this could be a great benefit for you. So anyways, I hope you make it a wonderful and prosperous week, and we'll see you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at MoneyRipples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.